Good morning. Welcome to First Baptist. Those of you in the space and those of you worshiping online, we're glad you're here. In your bulletin, you'll find a whole bunch of things that are happening here in the life of our church. You'll see some opportunities that you've been hearing about for a couple of weeks now to make a difference outside of the walls of this place. We want to just make sure you note that the Collection for Community Action Network, the kiddos who are served by that important group, for school supplies we've been collecting, and the deadline is coming right up this week. So check out that information in your bulletin and note that August 5 deadline. You'll also see that we've been providing and cooking and serving a meal at Hope Clinic once a month for quite a while now. And the day has shifted, so now we are the first Tuesday of the month, which is also this week. So many of us are already signed up to serve a meal on Tuesday. We could use still a couple more folks for the end of the shift, so check that out if you're able. We're grateful for Karen Rayner's leadership in that ministry, and she did some work to shift our day off of choir days. It used to be a Thursday, and choir folks are glad that they can do choir and also serve at Hope. So we're grateful to Karen for that. Volunteering at Hope is a great way to get to know church members too. You spend time together and get to know one another more deeply. And we have some other opportunities to do that too coming up. On Saturday, this coming weekend, Flamie Grant is in town. She is a Christian artist, drag queen, who will be performing at Zion Lutheran at 7 o'clock on Saturday. She's fabulous. I encourage you to follow her on social media and to come this weekend. Laura and I will be there, and we're going to start by going to Holmes, the campus, Holmes campus, site to have, I don't know, pizza. There's a pizza truck there. Get a drink and then head over to the concert together. We hope that you will join us. Next Saturday, this coming Saturday, at 5 o'clock, we'll gather at Holmes campus. You do have to buy a ticket for the concert through a separate website. You can find that on our website. You can find the information in our bulletin, on our newsletter, but make sure you do get a ticket to the concert. Online, it says that Flamie is a shame-slaying, hip-swaying, singing songwriter, drag queen from Western North Carolina. And she made drag history in 2023 when her debut album, Bible Belt Baby, reached number one on iTunes Christian music charts. So come and enjoy her music with us. As you may know, many of us do, that Pastor Laura has just started her time with us. To me, it feels like it's been a long time, but we keep reminding each other that it's only been, I don't know, not very many Sundays yet, so she's still getting to know folks. And she has set up this great thing called Tea with Pastor Laura. You'll find information in your newsletter and online again, and also in your bulletin about a chance to spend time with Laura, because she wants to know you. She wants to hear your stories. And so she has set up something called Calendly. It's an online calendar where there's lots of dates and times where she's available, and she has just made that public on that Calendly website, so you can choose a time that works for you. Some of you have already signed up after it went out in the newsletter this past week. Laura is hoping to connect with everybody in our church family. So go ahead and check out that link and sign up to have tea with Laura. God is calling us out of the places we hide, out of insecurity, out of shame, out from under that which silences love and justice. Come out, people of God. And we believe that our togetherness is transformative. The world is longing for holy truths that reveal, voices that speak real words of hope. So come out, people of God. Let's worship.
Thank you. Please stand if you are able as we pray together. Holy God, we come into your presence with hearts that are hungry and souls that are thirsty. We long to be filled and satisfied by your grace and love. We know that when our hearts are hungry, you satisfy us with daily bread, with manna in the wilderness, with loaves multiplied. Your healing fills us. We know that when our souls are dry, you fill our cups to overflowing, our saucers spill over, and you rain down on us with your peace. Open us, O God, to your presence this morning, to make us whole again, to be your beloved community. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Join me in our responsive psalm from Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all who are.
The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing.
Thank you.
friends here at church. When she was younger, maybe like 4 or 5 years old, she would say, "Are we going to Cookie Church? Are we going to Cookie Church?" And she was asking if she was coming here because she loved the cookies here at church. And here's what I know about that statement. It reminds us that snacks matter. That snacks matter because when we have snacks, then our bellies are full and we feel more like ourselves and our ears listen and our minds can think when we have snacks. So we have a story today about Jesus. And Jesus is talking to a whole bunch of people. He's teaching. And all of a sudden, the disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, send the people home because we don't have snacks." They don't have snacks at this big gathering. So they say, "Jesus, send them home. We can't feed them. They're going to get restless and tired. And, oh, what are we going to do? So send them away." And Jesus, who often says things that challenges us, says, "It's okay. Let the people stay, even though there's no food to really feed them." Because there was a little bit of food. There was some fish and some bread, and Jesus takes it, and what seems like not very much becomes enough. So even though Jesus didn't bring goldfish and make sure there were fruit snacks for everybody, Jesus says, "It's okay, we'll take what we have. We'll give God thanks, and then there is more than enough." So, as somebody who likes to make sure we always have enough snack and to plan ahead to make sure we're ready, I want to invite us to remember this story when Jesus says, "I'll take what we have, and even if it feels like not enough, we'll make sure it's plenty." I think we're an important part of that story. How do we take what feels like not enough and make sure it's plenty? So, let's keep that story in our hearts. Let's keep that story in our fed bellies. And let's remember that we are part of taking a little and helping it multiply. Would you say, "May it be so" with me? Would you say, "May it be so"?
Yes.
Would you say, "Amen"?
Amen.
Let's say, let's take small things. Would you repeat after me? Let's take small things. And make them big. So there's plenty. So there's plenty. Amen. All right. We're going to head to church school together. If you're in 2nd through 5th grade, you're going to stay with me because it's Communion Sunday. 2nd through 5th grade, stay with me.
Throughout our prayers this morning, I invite you to respond after each petition. I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and I invite you to respond, "Hear our prayer." Let us turn our hearts in prayer to the one who receives all that we bring, blesses it, and multiplies its goodness so that every living thing may have abundant life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant, Almighty God, that all who call upon your name may be united in your truth,
live together
in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may see your image in them and love one another as you love us. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your peace and wholeness. Today we pray especially for those whom we know to name: Noreen, Donna, Grange, Pidgey, Kathy, Judy, John, Mary Margaret, Erica, Marilyn, Keith, Marlene, Roberta, Mervyn, Esther, Marilyn, Helga, Cindy, Greg, Keith, Beth, Janet, Steve, Wanda, Raymond, Michael, Martha. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory now and forever. And let us continue to pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand if you are able for the reading of the gospel. Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 from Matthew 14. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over in broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Many years ago now, when I was packing up to move from Chicago to Boston, I stopped by my parents' house to return some of their things that I had found while I was packing. And it happened to be just before dinner time. So my mom asked, "Would you like to stay for dinner?" A question that she had asked dozens, maybe hundreds of times during those years that we lived just a mile away. And I gave my typical response, "Sure." A meal from your mother is always a good thing. However, this particular evening, my mom did not have a meal planned. And so my dad, as he often does, suggested we go out to eat. But since I was in the middle of packing, I had been eating Chinese takeout every night for the past week, and a home-cooked meal was much more appealing. So my mom and I scoured the kitchen and pulled together some odds and ends. We found a large tomato from her garden and some green beans from the farmer's market, along with some frozen chicken we seasoned and cooked up, and a few leftover dinner rolls. And as we sat down to this meal of odds and ends, I was so grateful. It felt like a feast in comparison to the cold lo mein I had eaten the night before. In our gospel story this morning, Jesus pulls some odds and ends together and creates a feast. But before we get to the feast, the story begins with Jesus withdrawing to a deserted place. And as so often happens in our gospel stories, when Jesus withdraws, the crowds follow him. The text says that Jesus went ashore and he saw the crowd and he had compassion for them. The Greek word translated compassion here is quite interesting. It's splachnizomai, which means to be moved in one's bowels or gut. Jesus sees the crowds and he has a gut reaction of love and mercy. Jesus' compassion here is not a feeling of pity felt from a distance, but instead this gut reaction to another's need, which drives him to take action. And the first thing that Jesus does is to cure the sick. Jesus has compassion for the crowds, and he heals them. And I imagine this day of active compassion, of healing the sick, playing out as a day of exhausting work for both Jesus and his disciples. Jesus had planned to step away. He had tried to withdraw at the beginning of this story, but the crowd, with their great need, followed him. And his mercy and love were so great that I imagine he met with each and every individual person who sought healing. And he heard their stories. He listened to their pain. He bore witness to their suffering, and he poured out his love and mercy. He touched their wounds. He spoke words of comfort and encouragement to their aching hearts. He shared wisdom and guidance to those who felt lost. He spent this long day healing the crowds. And then, the text tells us, as evening arrived, the disciples came to him and they said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." And I wonder if these words arrived in the ears of a tired Jesus. He had been healing the sick and tending to the needs of this crowd all day. And now the disciples come to him to say, "Send them away, for we do not have enough food." And I wonder if the disciples were tired too. I wonder if the disciples had been managing that crowd all day, encouraging those who sought healing to wait patiently for their turn. I wonder if the disciples too were listening throughout the day to the concerns of this gathered community. And they were nervous about what would happen when the crowds got hungry. How would they meet such a great need for food? When Jesus tells the disciples, "You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat." And the disciples immediately protest. "We have nothing. We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. They look at their resources and they declare it is not enough to meet such a great need. We cannot feed this crowd. Here in Michigan, 1.5 million people are facing hunger today. 1 in 5 children in Michigan are experiencing food insecurity. Nationwide, 48 million people are without enough food. And these local statistics become overwhelmed when you look at our global hunger crisis in places like Sudan and Gaza. Worldwide, the need for basic necessities like food is monumental. And I can imagine that many of us hear statistics like these and we think, "I have nothing to offer. What could I possibly do to make a difference in the face of such immense need?" I know that I tend to have that kind of a response, a similar one to the disciples in our story today. Jesus says to us, "You give them something to eat." And we reply, "But we have nothing." And then, at this critical moment in our gospel story, something really important happens. We heard that Jesus had compassion for this crowd. He had been moved in his gut to action. Jesus had been serving this crowd all day, and he was not about to send them away without this most basic of human needs being met. He was not going to send them away healed, but still hungry. And so Jesus invites the disciples to participate in his compassionate action. Does not rebuke his disciples. He does not shame them for their lack of compassion. He does not give them a lecture about their stinginess. Jesus invites them to trust in God's ability to meet the needs of the crowd. And he simply says to them, "Bring me what you have. Bring me what you have." Yesterday, several of us were at Ann Arbor Pride, and while I was there, I met Reverend Anna Taylor McCants. Pastor Anna is a local Lutheran pastor who founded Fed Up Ministries. 6 years ago, she sat at a kitchen table with a colleague and began to envision a feeding ministry. She scribbled some ideas on a paper napkin about a ministry that would address food insecurity here in Southeast Michigan, and that ministry would be centered on the dignity of each person. She brought what she had to Jesus, a vision for a food truck that would serve high-quality food to anyone who came hungry. And now, 6 years later, Fed Up Ministries not only offers meals from their food truck several times a week, they also provide showers from their wash-up truck, which parks here in our lot every Wednesday morning. They have a laundry truck as well, and various programs to support efforts addressing hunger and other basic needs. And in my brief conversation with Pastor Anna at Pride, she reminded me that we serve a God of abundance. So often, when we look out into the world at the great needs around us, we are like the disciples. All we can see is scarcity. And Jesus says, "Give them something to eat." And our scarcity mentality causes us to say, "We have nothing." But then Jesus encourages us to look again. The disciples say, "We have nothing except 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's what the text says. We have nothing except 5 loaves and 2 fish. They don't actually have nothing. They have something. And Jesus says to them, "Bring it to me." Whenever we see people in need, Jesus invites us to share what we do have, even if it seems all too meager. Jesus says, "Bring it here. Let me see what I can do." If all you have is a few ingredients, bring them to Jesus. If all you have is a wacky idea, no clue how to make it happen, bring it to Jesus. If all you have is a heart hoping to share love, bring it to Jesus. If all you have is 1 spare hour to serve others, bring it to Jesus. Jesus invites us to bring to him whatever it is, like nothing to us. This miraculous feeding story reminds us that God abundantly provides. Through this miracle, we are reminded that when we bring what we have, God will multiply it to abundantly fulfill the needs of the people. God provided bread and fish for the people to eat that day in a deserted place. And God provides for us as well. And like the disciples, all we must do is bring what we have to Jesus. That evening, when my mom and I found a full dinner in her cupboards and her freezer, we experienced this small moment of abundance. We ended up with something so much more than those meager ingredients. And the church today is confronting a world with increasing need and diminishing resources. And at times we can feel overwhelmed and discouraged when we cannot feed everyone who is hungry or heal all who are broken. But remember this: God provides abundantly for all. And it's not up to us to fulfill that abundance. It is up to us to bring what we have and ask God to meet the needs. So as we come to this table before us today, Jesus invites us to bring with us whatever offering we have, no matter how small it seems. For on that day, in that deserted place, Jesus invited the disciples to bring to him the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And Scripture tells us that Jesus took it, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples. And all were filled. Amen. However meager they may seem to us, let us now offer our gifts, bringing them to Jesus and trusting that God will multiply them to meet the needs of all. Let us worship our abundant God with our gifts.
siblings in Christ, this table does not belong to First Baptist Church. It belongs to God. And all are welcome at God's table. You who are young and who are old, you who are gay and or straight, light-skinned or dark, sinner or saint, and all the places in between. We all come to this table as dearly loved children of God, asking for forgiveness, seeking abundant life, and knocking at the door of love. And at this table, those who ask receive, and those who seek will find, and those who knock, the door will be opened. In a moment, we will celebrate the Lord's Supper and share in communion, in this communion meal together. When it's time, we'll welcome you to come up to two stations here at the front. While you're receiving communion, we also invite you to sing, "I Come With Joy," our communion hymn for today. You'll come up to the station and receive the bread. There's gluten-free bread at each station. You can take the bread and take the juice. You can eat it and drink it right away, or bring it with you back to the pew if you'd like. It's up to you. If you would like us to come to you at your pew to receive communion, when folks have moved through, would you just wave at us and we will come to you to offer you communion where you are.
Let us confess our sins before God and one another as we prepare to receive these gifts. You will find the bulletin. Let us pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us when we were yet sinners, proving God's amazing love for all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory be to God. Amen.
We're told that on the night that Jesus was with his friends, he took the bread. He blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you."
And in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, and he blessed it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is now the new covenant in my blood. As you drink it, you remember me."
Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come forward. Let's pray together. Holy One, pour out your Spirit upon us, gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and cup, which we have received in gratitude. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Each communion Sunday, it is our tradition to receive a special offering. Today, that offering is for our fellowship fund, which goes to meet the needs of our neighbors. So we invite you to give generously to that fund. There are plates outside of the worship space. And now may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us greet one another with signs of peace. And now may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you. May God be gracious unto you. May God look upon you with love and grant you peace. Amen.